Tua Tagovailoa started for the Atlanta Falcons on Friday night and ran the first team offense for two series, 22 yards through the air, no turnovers, out clean. The completion count depends on your source, and we will say so out loud. The Associated Press recap by Charles Odom charted him 3 of 5, while the team site described the outing as 4 of 5 across 8 offensive plays. Both agree on 22 yards and two series, with the completions going mostly to tight end Kyle Pitts, per AtlantaFalcons.com. After Tagovailoa left, the night collapsed, Cooper Rush throwing two interceptions including a 97-yard pick six by Jody Barron, and Jack Strand finishing a 7-27 loss. The frame around it matters more than the box score. The team says it feels, quote, very good about where Tua is, per the August 12th camp report from the team site. The June preview said two things about Tua Tagovailoa. First, the resume question. His final Miami season fell off a shelf, 20 touchdowns against 15 interceptions, and a December benching, and nobody could yet say whether that was the offense dying around him or the arm going with it. Second, and nearer, his entire Atlanta situation was a conditional. We said that if Michael Penix Jr.'s knee kept him out of full teamwork into August, Tagovailoa would open as the acting starter and everything about his season would change. It is August 16th, and the conditional is firing. Penix remains uncleared for 11-on-11 work and will stay limited through next week's joint practices in Indianapolis, per the team site, which handed Tagovailoa the start Friday and hands him the first team reps against the Colts by default. Head coach Kevin Stefanski has named nobody, saying on August 12th, quote, "We are not there right now to name a starter for week one. But an unnamed job that only one healthy man can practice for is drifting in one direction. Does the June read hold?" Confirmed. The fork we told you to watch was Penix's clearance date, and every week it fails to arrive. Tua Tagovailoa's grip on the opening day job tightens exactly as the June scenario described. The checkable items for next week: the quarterback rep split in the Indianapolis joint practices, and whether two full sessions against a real defense start answering the bigger question, whether the arm that slid in Miami still has a starter season in it. 8 preseason plays cannot answer that. September can. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.